أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. And welcome back to Living the Quran through the Living Quran, a series in which we have been reviewing and analyzing the chapters of the Holy Quran. More specifically, in this particular discussion, Surah Al-Waqi'ah, chapter number 56. And today in our discussion, we want to review verses number 7 through to verse number 16, under the theme of the three groups of humanity. Now, as you'll recall from our previous analysis of this chapter, and again, this is based on the writings of Sheikh Mohsen Qiraati in his Tafsir al-Nur, we looked at the fact that the Day of Judgment was an inevitable reality that would come to pass. And even though people will try to deny it now, however, when the earthquakes and all of the events which will physically alter this earth will begin to take place, it is at that point that humanity will cease to deny the Day of Judgment and the Day of Resurrection. In our discussion for today, however, we want to look at the three groups that people will be divided into and see what it is that they will experience, albeit at a very simplistic level, in this particular passage. Before we go further into the discussion, let us have a listen to the Arabic of these verses, the English translation of them as well, and then we will come back and try and analyze some of the finer points as authored by Sheikh Qiraati. Allah says the following in Surah number 56.
وَكُنْتُمْ أَزْوَاجًا ثَلَاثَةً فَأَصْحَابُ الْمَيْمَنَةِ مَا أَصْحَابُ الْمَيْمَنَةِ.
And at that time, you shall be sorted out into three distinct categories. First, those that are blessed. How lucky the blessed will be.
وَأَصْحَابُ الْمَشْأَمَةِ مَا أَصْحَابُ الْمَشْأَمَةِ وَالسَّابِقُونَ السَّابِقُونَ.
And then those that are wretched, how miserable the condition of the wretched will be. And the third group are those that are foremost in faith. They are by all means the foremost in the hereafter.
أُولَٰئِكَ الْمُقَرَّبُونَ فِي جَنَّاتِ النَّعِيمِ ثُلَّةٌ مِّنَ الْأَوَّلِينَ.
It is they who have really achieved nearness to their Lord. They shall abide in gardens of bliss. A large party of them will hail from the early believers.
وَقَلِيلٌ مِّنَ الْآخِرِينَ عَلَى سُرُرٍ مَوْضُونَةٍ مُتَّكِئِينَ عَلَيْهَا مُتَقَابِلِينَ.
While a few of them will hail from the latter ones. They will be in the garden seated on couches inlaid with gold and precious jewels. They will be reclining thereupon and sitting face to face. Now, without a doubt, this is a very important section of this surah, and there are a lot of points to discuss, and so we will do our best to go over, first of all, some of the thinking points, some of the words used in this passage to better understand the individual words before we can then, in our next session, go into a deeper appreciation of the meaning of these verses and what God is trying to get us to understand and to visualize in our minds. First off, we have to realize that the word maymana, which is used in this verse, comes from the word yuman. And it means literally blessings and felicity and happiness, success. The second word to understand is the word mash'ama. And again, this is used in this chapter. And it comes from the word shum, and it means hardship or difficulty. Now, there are some scholars who have stated that the meanings of these two words is right and left. For example, the right hand and the left hand. And the reason why they say this is that on the day of resurrection, the book of actions of the good doers, those who led a righteous life, would be given to them in their right hand. And therefore, sometimes you'll see that this word Ashabul Maymana is translated as the companions of the right hand. Whereas we see that the book of deeds of the bad doers, those who led a life of sin, of iniquity, it will be given to them in their left hand. And thus, when we sometimes read the translation of Ashabul Mash'ama, we see that it is translated as the companions of the left hand. In addition, sometimes you look at different words in Arabic and you, for example, see the country of Yemen and the country of Sham, which is the present-day Syria, or the region known as the Levant. And we're told that they are called such because, and again, these come from the words right and left in Arabic. And we're told that because when you stand at a particular direction facing the Kaaba in Mecca, that Yemen would be on your right hand, towards your right side direction, while Sham would be on the left side. Nonetheless, as we go on, we see that another word that God uses in this passage is the word Thulla. And this word refers to a group or a community. And when used alongside the verse which reads, وَقَلِيلٌ مِّنَ الْآخِرِينَ, while a few of them will hail from the latter ones, we see that and we understand that this would mean a large community. And then the next word to also appreciate is the word surur. And this is the plural of the word sarir. And it is used to refer to a bed, which gives the person who lies on it joy and delight and comfort. The next word is the word malduna, and this refers to something which is arranged, and more so to display jewelry. And in this regards, there is a statement from the fifth Imam, Muhammad, the son of Ali al-Baqir, may God's peace and blessings be upon them, in which he has said that the beds of those who are in paradise are interwoven with a precious jewel known as dur, and also with rubies. At this juncture, let us take a pause and take some time to reflect on what has just been mentioned to better understand some of these words which God has used. And when we come back in our next discussion, we will continue our analysis of this passage of verses number 6 through to verse number 17 of Surah Al-Waqi'ah. Wassalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.